This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where Danny and I did not commit to anything yesterday, and Daddy doesn't commit to things most days. But we're glad to have you along with us the day after National Letter of Intent signing day, where supposedly the top prospect in the country did not make his commitment, and some of the best schools in the country did get what they wanted. If you go by some of these scouting services, Nebraska was anywhere from 30th by Rivals.com, which is weird because they signed everybody they wanted and more, and they dropped 22nd, though, in scouts. So, anywhere in between, and I'm sure there's a lot of other services, but those are a couple of the places that we saw. We will be talking with Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College. They released a few names yesterday. UNK is scheduled to do so later today or first thing tomorrow morning. We'll catch up with Daryl Morris when they do that. We'll hear a little bit of Bo Pelini's press conference yesterday talking about things. And also, in the second half of the program today, we're going to catch up with the head men's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska, Doc Sadler, and we are pleased to be joined by another head men's basketball coach on the Doug and Daddy Show here. We've talked to some of the players throughout the season, and we will talk with Doc Sadler coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show in the second half of the program. Tough loss last night against Kansas State. Michael Beasley just lit it up. He's pretty good.
Well, halfway home at halftime, 23 points, 11 rebounds, I believe. Sensational athlete. And Scott Van Pelt, I told you this morning, Doug, actually on SportsCenter said, look, they call him the ghost. Because now you see him, next year you won't. He's gone. He's gone to the NBA draft. He'll be a lottery pick. He is sensational. And he was just too much to handle. They did a pretty good job. Well, a much better job in the second half. But anytime you get a player in Division I basketball, not only in Division I basketball, but in the Big 12 conference, that can go on 10-point scoring, spurts of his own, an 11-point scoring spurt of his own. That's just a man amongst
in
boys.
In a minute 21. Yeah, they kind of changed things after it was 4-0. But the thing is, Nebraska's just got to quit falling behind so big so early, and obviously loss. But we'll talk with Coach Sadler about that, about maybe what's coming in the future. And, of course, Texas Tech is their next game, and a lot of Husker fans holding tickets have to be disappointed, Daddy, with no Bob Knight coming in. It'll be Pat Knight, and they lost last night in their first game under the new regime, 80-74, to a very good Baylor team, a much improved Baylor team, and we'll talk about that and more, and a lot coming up. But obviously, football is still the mind, the topic on the mind today. And when we anchored here for a little bit yesterday, before and after the Bo Pelini press conference on ESPN Radio, which we aired live, we touched on a little bit. They made a little bit of a noise about it in the papers today, but he didn't want to touch on anybody individually. You know, it sounded like the more I listened to some of the quotes and go back over the transcript, it sounded Bob Devaney-esque. Very Bob Devaney-esque. And, I mean, you can go to one of the first things that he talked about yesterday when they asked him, you know, what kind of football player he was looking for and what type of athlete he wanted here. You know, he talked about, you know, who he wanted and what they were looking for, and he didn't do anything of an individual nature about that.
No, you know, No, he didn't. You know, he didn't single anybody out, and I think he was basically trying to include the walk-on deal was basically what a lot of that news conference was about, and trying to include them in with this class.
Don't put so much onto the walk-on. I mean, yeah, that's fine. We want some kids there to fill in depth and come in when your Kurt Mann goes down or your corners go down there, you know, Bowman goes down. I mean, you need somebody that can step in and fill the spot instead of, oh, God, here's a freshman. Oh, God. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You know,
uh-oh.
There's 30 walk-ons along with 27. There's 57. Well, it doesn't take you very long to do the math. You probably can't do that every year. Because after 4 years, you got 214 people, as I've got it penciled out.
Well, here's one of the things Bo Pelini said yesterday.
Good football players, guys that play with passion, play with an attitude, and if we're looking for the best guys, you know, not necessarily need-oriented, but guys that can come in and play. You have to address it that way when you don't know what you have, you don't know specifically exactly what your needs are. That, like I said, that remains to be seen.
And he went on to say in the press conference yesterday, you know, I'm not judging what kind of class this is. We think we got some good players. And we are going to make them better players is the bottom line here.
Yeah, they're going to develop them and try and put a product on the field. Yeah, and I, you know, I think he takes shots at those recruiting services several times throughout by saying, stars, we don't concern ourselves with stars. You guys can add up all the stars and get what kind of players you want. You know, we're looking for a special type. We're looking for some speed, some athleticism, some people flowing to the football. Let's go. Let's, you know. Stars don't concern them.
Who do you think wrote his leadoff speech, though, yesterday? Thanking everybody that ever walked through the doors. And then, of course, you know, Tom Osborne, you know, had to thank Tom Osborne.
And I wanted to give special thanks and recognize Coach Osborne for everything he did. He met with every recruit that came through here. Obviously, before I came on board, he went out and went on the road recruiting and up until the point where we were full, and he was very instrumental in helping us through the transition and was just a great resource and a tremendous asset for us all the way through the recruiting process.
Jeez. What are you going to say?
No, I mean, he's kissing babies. He's out there kissing babies. He's doing what he's supposed to do, and he's definitely doing, if he's been told anything, he's doing that. I mean, he is playing it right down the line. He is playing exactly what they want.
Douglas, when you look all over this recruiting class, 1 5-star in Baker Steinkuhler, I guess the needs in the secondary and the linebacker situations more than shored up. I think maybe, you know, I said yesterday that we got the four defensive, the four down linemen were the big concern this year. We needed help there. Well, we got a couple 3 defensive ends, and some people think that we can play, you know, that some of those kids can get on the field and do some good things in this next year. Was there any area that you said, oh, boy, I wish we'd have shored up a little bit better?
Well, it's obviously the defensive line. We talked about that with Jeremy Crabtree on the show on Tuesday. And he touched on that. Yeah, they've got to work on that. And, again, though, this is where they're hoping the walk-ons help, on the line. We talked about this yesterday. This is where they were able to help out. This is where they were able to step in and be big fellas and get in the way and block people and run people over and then get in the weight program and bulk up and get tougher and get strengthened up, which is a whole different kind of ball game now, Daddy, because, let's face it, back then, you just had to be a big boy. You just had to be a hay bale throwing, corn truck shoveling, you know, irrigation pipe moving, hog throwing, cattle tying kid. Now, you have to have speed, and none of those things have anything to do with speed.
You're exactly right. Speed kills, and that's why you see so much emphasis, I think, put on those linebackers and defensive backs that can run to the football. And that's what Bo Pelini is going to ask you to do. The 2 defensive ends that look for immediate playing time, obviously Cameron Meredith and Josh Williams. Josh Williams' name blasted all over yesterday. You know, Josh Williams, Josh Williams, Josh Williams. He is a player that people think can play football for this team next fall. Get on the field, make some noise, make a name for himself as a true freshman.
So you look at those kids, and there's a lot of good names out there. This Kyler Reed I hadn't heard too much about, but scouts had him as their number 1 rated fullback, H-back, which will obviously become probably, I would think, a little bit more involved in the system, although remember, same offensive coordinator. But, of course, the Huskers aren't the only folks that were looking to sign people yesterday, and we'll talk more Huskers here in just a little bit. UNK and Hastings College also signing. We're going to hook up with Coach Paul Merkowitz here in just a little bit. But, Daddy, you take a look at what the Huskers were able to sign yesterday. And for the first time in quite a while, there were no real surprises.
No, there weren't. They said who they were going to get, and they got them. And you know what? I think that was developing a relationship and staying close to some kids throughout this last week. And I think any time you can do that, it was crazy because it came down the last 2 years. There were always three or four kids that were wavering, and then they would opt, you know, mostly out of the Nebraska football program and would not go where they were saying they were going to. And that was very disappointing, I think, for Coach Bill Callahan. Bo Pelini did not have any surprises. And Bo Pelini, just a flat-out guy that he is, straight shooter that he is, might have said, hey, either you're in or you're out. If you're wavering, you know what, make your decision where you're gone.
And just his, you know, his overall thoughts, maybe his opening comment yesterday about what he thought about this class.
We're excited about the class that we brought in. What is recruiting? You recruit talent, you recruit potential, but that's about what it is. What becomes of this class, we'll find out a year from now, 2 years from now, three, 4 years down the road. It's going to be up to them, each individual recruit and our staff, to develop our talent, develop them as a part of our culture and a part of our program, integrate them into what we want to do.
And I think every coach wants to do that, including the next man that we're going to be chatting with here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Boys, how are we doing?
Well, we're doing okay. I have to ask you, what about, and I don't know if it's as stressful at the NAIA and Division II level. I suppose it is in some parts because some kids slip through the cracks. You don't know if they're going to come to your program or go to a larger program. What is the recruiting process like for a coach? I mean, is there any enjoyment in this at all? I mean, outside of, you know, meeting some good young individuals?
I guess it matters how you look at it. I mean, I really enjoy it because I think it gives us an opportunity to sell our institution. But it does not matter what level you're at. If you're a competitive guy and you're trying to win, the stress of recruiting is unbelievable, and it's just kind of part of the business. And I think we know it when we sign up for it. But recruiting has changed a lot in the 10 years that I've been at Hastings College, that's for sure.
Coach, I guess yesterday Bo Pelini saying that basically they weren't recruiting needs for their football team because they weren't really sure at this point what those needs were. They just wanted football players. Do you look at it that way, or do you go after specific needs for the Hastings Broncos?
Initially, we look and we say, okay, what are our specific needs? And first and foremost for us this year, we graduated two all-conference offensive linemen, and we knew that those guys had played. Evan Klineski and Brandon Jacobitz had played for us for 3 or 4 years, and we felt that we had to go out and get some transfer offensive linemen. We were able to do that over at Iowa Central. We got ourselves a guard who's about a 6'3", 300-pound player and has played college football for 2 years, and we got ourselves a tackle who's about 6'4", and 340 that has played 2 years of college football. So we were able to work on some neat things, and that was first and foremost. Then we just wanted to really just increase our overall team speed. David Shohan, a wide receiver from UNO, is transferring in. He has 1 year of eligibility. We were able to get a commitment from Riley Nicola from here over at St. Cecilia. Unbelievable athlete, just can run. Caleb Christensen's a running back from over at Columbus Lakeview. He's a legitimate 4'5", 4'6" kid at the tailback position. And so we just wanted to continue to just get a little bit faster, fill some needs, and now we're looking for football players. That's where our recruiting process is a little bit different because it goes kind of in stages. So at the Division I level, now they're going to fill the rosters with some red shirts and some gray shirts and those types of things where, you know, we've got 11 guys that are committed right now. We're still going to go out and get 30 to 40 more players, okay? And so we still have quite a ways to go.
Paul Merkowitz, the head football coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to know more about Daddy's two cousins here, Adam Dutcher and Spencer Jashani.
I'm going to tell you that they're all of 6'3 and 6'4, and they can move people. You know, they're going to fit in. We're real excited about them in our offensive line, that's for sure.
Well, they have listed these boys at a Dutcher 6'3, 300, Jashani 6'4. 365. I'm guessing they don't get together in a hatchback and go anywhere at the same time.
You know, it's funny because you know, they transfer in as sophomores, so they live in our dorm. They're actually in the same dorm room together, fellas.
Oh, no!
Now, next year they'll be able to move out into our apartments and those types of things, but I can just imagine I don't want to imagine that.
No way they're using a loft.
No. The mattresses went to the ground immediately, there wasn't going to be any climbing around for those guys.
And I'd like to sponsor a fan as well. That's unbelievable. Good for you guys landing a couple great prospects like that for you. Coach, I guess you mentioned 30 or 40 more kids to your roster.
Yep.
A full Hastings roster is what?
120.
120.
120. Again, now we're different because we're gonna play. We'll have 11 varsity games. We're gonna schedule. You know, not a lot of people are aware. We're gonna schedule 6 to 8 JV games. So we'll play a full JV schedule. Where a lot of the programs that you talk to now, they're gonna bring guys in and redshirt them and try and develop them over a 2-year period of time. Where we really feel like we can bring guys in here and we can develop them during the season. And if we need them during the season, they're a little bit better prepared.
How much does the walk-on program back to what it is at Nebraska hurt UNK and Hastings College?
I'm telling you, and I don't know what Coach Morris had to say, but it has affected us. I mean, there's kids that we think are pretty good players for us. they get a call from Coach Pelini or they get a call from Coach Cotton or Coach Osborne, and obviously they're listening. And I think that's tough. You know, when I look at their redshirt list, we had 4 or 5 guys that were on our campus a month or so ago that decided to walk on there that we think could have been outstanding players for us.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As he said, they released 11 names yesterday. They've got a lot more coming up in the near future. Another name here that I don't think we've touched on, Mike Zimmerman, right there out of Hastings High. What are you looking at for this kid?
Mike is kind of an undersized offensive lineman, and when we talked with Mike, we're going to use our fullbacks a little differently and use them a little bit more as H-backs, so they need to have a little bit of an offensive lineman mentality as well. And so we're going to look at that for Mike, and I think that's something that, as he gets used to the speed of the game, I think it's a position where he's going to be able to excel.
Coach, I got to get back to the walk-on deal. Mm-hmm. And it's so much more enjoyable to talk to you and Coach Morris on a Monday after a big win, and that's why we cheer for the Broncos, cheer for the Lopers. You're our favorite teams in your respective divisions. Is there relationship building going on between you and Coach Pelini and the staff for maybe kids that, hey, you know what, you're not going to cut it down here, but we can maybe move you, find you a place at Kearney or Hastings?
Not yet, but I think that is something that we're going to try to reach out and do. Obviously, having Coach Cotton there is a relationship. I know Barney, and I do want to, once things settle down, I think we're going to go down there in the spring and watch practice and those types of things. And then that's one of the things that I want to, kind of let them know that if they get guys, during the time that they're there, that, if they tell you that they're looking for a place, that, if they can definitely recommend us or give us a heads up. Because, again, that's the one thing that we've left with all of these guys. 4 or 5 years is a long time, and sometimes things change. Travis Soucy, who I think was one of the best running backs to ever play here, played under Coach Solich and was a walk-on there for 2 years and came in here and led our conference in rushing for 2 years, and he's a great example of, sometimes if it doesn't work out up there or you just want a better or a different opportunity, go to a place where you can make an impact, and that's what we've tried to do with all of those guys that we've talked to.
Well, Coach, we know you got a commitment here in just a few minutes, so we'll let you go. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully a few more talented kids are going to be coming to Hastings College this year.
Yep. We're like I said, we're pretty excited with the way we got started, but we got a ways to go, and we definitely have some positions that we need to fill.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, it's not just football. We mentioned a little bit yesterday, a lot of sports being signed up. We have a commitment list here for Fred Aubuchon on the volleyball team at Hastings. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Give you a chance to win some Tri-City Storm hockey tickets. And, Daddy, again, you look at this, how many kids you talk about the walk-ons and how many kids this has taken away. Does this open up more opportunities for other kids? I mean, obviously, this puts more kids in the realm of playing football at UNK, Hastings College, Doane, Dana, Chadron State, Wayne State, wherever you want to look. I mean, granted, maybe 20. I mean, what do you think? I mean, there's the walk-on program at Nebraska. Say that they get 50 walk-ons. Say they get 35, 40 walk-ons. They're probably going to get 20 anyway, 25 or 15 or 20. So you're talking 20, 25 kids?
Well, and you're talking kids that want to compete and have an opportunity. Now, whether many of those kids can make that opportunity and jump up and make an impact at a Hastings College or a University of Nebraska at Kearney or Shadron or Doan or go, you know, go on Concordia, wherever you want to go, I don't know that it's that many. I would think there would be a real opportunity there. You look at this deal and this walk-on deal, and the numbers are just astounding. When you're talking 30 walk-ons added to the 27 recruits at Nebraska, I would think there would be a relationship aspect that could be built in there to say, hey, you know what, guys? Some of those kids, just through attrition, just through dad, mom, I've got 9 guys in front of me. They're the same age. The best I can be, and these coaches, I like the coaches. Boy, the highest I'm going to get, barring injuries to 7 of them, is 2nd. I mean, I think there's 2 guys I can beat out, but boy, these other guys are just a notch above me. I cannot play here. We want to go. I want to get on the field. I've said so many times, the worst thing in the world for me growing up was football practice. I'd rather have somebody hit me in the middle of the back of the garden rake than go to football practice on a 108-degree day. That is not a lot of fun when you're so far down on that totem pole and you're out there busting your butt, and the last thing you're going to get to do is see the field come Saturday.
I thought you were big, strong, tough.
No, I was not big, strong, tough. I enjoyed the relationship I had with my friends and my coaches. That was the fun part about football. That was the fun part. But the hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours and 20 minutes, that was terrible, terrible.
Could you let me know the next time that we could, you know, maybe get you off of something by hitting you in the back with a garden rake? We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot more coming up, including Nebraska head men's basketball coach Doc Sadler in the second half of the show. Keep it right here.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Storm Hockey, it's your team.
Storm Hockey goes head-to-head against Cedar Rapids in a weekend doubleheader at the First Tier Event Center. Friday night is Ethanol Awareness Night. One lucky fan will win gas. Saturday night is the annual Guns and Hoses Night, saluting our local firefighters and law enforcement officers. Purchase your tickets by calling 308-338-8011 or online at stormhockey.com. Storm Hockey, presented by Vieira Wireless.
Storm Hockey, it's your team.
Your link to everything Hastings is hastingslink.com. Set your homepage to hastingslink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's hastingslink.com. Hastingslink.com. Your link to Hastings.
This is Josh Berge, number 19 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations 14, 16, and 1550 AM.
Nebraska weather pays little heed to our best-laid plans. And when plans change, you want to know. Listen for school closing and late start announcements brought to you by Fidelki Heating and Air on the ESPN Radio Superstation whenever weather happens. Or visit us online at ESPNSuperstation.com anytime to view closing or late start information. Just click on the Closings by Fidelki link right there on the ESPN Superstation homepage.
We'll see lingering clouds early today with a slight chance of some flurries. Then we'll see partial clearing developing with high in the mid-30s. Winds out of the southwest develop at 5 to 10. Tonight's skies turn partly to mostly cloudy. The chance of some snow showers late. Low of 19 on the way to 41 for high Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
Let's see. Listen to Daddy or Jerry Reed. I'm going to vote for Jerry Reed. Big Enos Burdett. B-U Burdett. B-U-R-B-R BU. Hell, I got to go.
See, I thought that was Larry the Cable Guy.
Fred won't be a problem. Yeah, I can see he'd be a heck of an asset. Boom! See, now. See, if it, I can't. I don't even have a day off between now and the end of state wrestling, so I can't even go rent the thing. So what am I going to do? Now I'm all messed up. Well, if you're looking for something to do this afternoon or this evening or tomorrow or this weekend, why don't you check out the brand new golf simulator at Prairie Hills? And, of course, while you're out there, you can pick up your 2008 membership, affordable from as low as $290 for a single five-day-a-week membership without cart, up to full family seven-day memberships with cart rental included. They've added punch cards that you can use for multiple rounds of 9 or 18 holes. Plus, besides the golf simulator, they've got the new driving range and practice greens you'll be able to use this spring and summer. Prairie Hills new clubhouse is open every day at 8, stays open till midnight, complete bar with drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks. It's a golf course owned and operated by golfers who know what it takes to maintain the course and keep their members happy. Come meet Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Drive out today, get your 2008 membership, and check out all the new things at Prairie Hills Golf Course.
You know, we had some fun with Prairie Hills yesterday and our friend that turned 40. And then I happened to open my mouth and mention that his wife also had a birthday. And I just shouted out that she was 40. I received a phone call last night about
you
that.
You think?
It's okay, Danny Roseberry, 40.
Jeez, wow. Really? Wow. Remember, he's the one sitting closest to the window. So if you're going to get him, make sure you get him on the first shot and don't miss.
Behind the grassy knoll. Douglas, so we're talking so much recruiting here.
How about this idiot? But go ahead.
Well, we're talking so much recruiting here, and you're looking at the Big 12 overall. And we've been one of those people that said, why can't we get more five stars? We've asked Sean Callahan. We've asked Jeremy Crabtree. Five stars? Boy, we want to be in on more of them. Well, we got one in Baker Steinkuhler. But you look at the Big 12 as a whole, and you look at the number of five-star athletes in what we think, obviously, being Big 12 fans and follow it closely, is one of the best conferences in the national, in the nation. How many five stars out there did the whole Big 12 recruit? Baker Steinkuhler is one. Folks, there are five other five stars. Texas, no. Not one five star. Mac Brown, you got your whole pick of the state of Texas. You got zero. Texas A&M College Station, great facility. What football tradition they have. Boy, Mike Sherman surely could lure one five-star, two five-stars, two College Station. Zero, people. They got zero at College Station. Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, all the money going into that football facility.
He's a man.
He's 40, like Danny Roseberry and Dave.
I knew that's what was coming.
God, so great. Happy birthday, Dave and Danny. Oklahoma State, zero with their new facilities. Mike Leach, boy, a receiver, boy, a young receiver. There's got to be some five-star receivers that love to play for Mike Leach. That offense, got to be, you know, somebody. Just an H-back, zero. There are zero. Baylor, of course, zero. Colorado, okay, one, because they lured the running back of Darrell Scott from Ventura, California. Many people had him listed as the number one running back in the nation. He is their lone one. Iowa State coach Gene Chizik, zero. Kansas Mangino, zero. Kansas State, five stars, zero. Missouri, got Blaine Gabbert, that's their one. And Oklahoma, three. Five other than Baker Steinkuhler, so six total five stars in all of the Big 12.
Email anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. This is from Nick. Hey, guys, what is wrong with Bo praising his superior, who gave him such a credible voice and a hand in getting the program back in order, referring to Tom Osborne? Okay. I think that you are so used to Billy seeing his jackass attitude with his good football team. Keep up the good work, crusty old fart. I mean, you know, yeah, the funny thing is, really, Bo and Tom never worked together at the University of Nebraska, never crossed paths, never had anything to do with each other. I was just, you know, saying, you know what, it's just, that's kind of my point. Thanks, Nick, for sending that in, is that that's what they're doing. They're getting back to what they want to do, and it's a lot different than what we've been hearing the last 4 or 5 years.
A little bit different atmosphere, which is fine.
Hey, if you missed any of the interviews on the Doug and Daddy Show this week, like with Jeremy Crabtree or Sean Callahan, or when we caught up with, of course, Brandon Cool from Kearney High to talk high school football schedules, Jenny Kropp, who's going to be playing on the Pro Beach Volleyball Tour tonight at the Quest Center, go ahead and check us out on the ESPN Doug and Daddy podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to go, ESPNSuperstation.com. Right before we go into a break here, though, Daddy, what about this bizarre Nevada offensive lineman, Kevin Hart? And I think a lot of people have seen this by now. If you listen to ESPN or watch ESPN television, PTI, Around the Horn, it's starting to make it into the national papers today. 6'5", 290-pounder from Fernley High, Nevada. He faked, basically, committing to a college. He committed to Cal. Cal in Oregon. He had a big press conference. A couple of television stations were there. The paper was there. The student body was there. He had the two hats. He picked up Cal, said, I'm going to Cal. Only problem was these schools had never heard of this kid. And now he admitted today, or late last night, that he wanted to play D1 football. And when I realized that wasn't going to happen, I made up what I wanted to be reality and staged the whole event.
It's totally bizarre. Now, I've heard a version of this story. Maybe, Doug, you can debunk this. Uh-oh. I've heard.
What is wrong with you?
I've heard that he actually had some sort of letter of intent. And he actually faxed it to the Cal Athletic Department. And within 10 minutes, the Cal Athletic, this is one of the, I heard this is how he got kind of the thing was like, what is going on here? The Cal Athletic Department actually sent back a fax saying, we appreciate the interest and we've never heard of you. Something to that effect. And that, like, whoever the school secretary, like, picks up this fax and, like, what? Is that true? Is that how it got blown up?
Law enforcement is now looking into the situation.
Well, what are they going to press charges for?
Well, see, I thought sure it's something there.
I thought at one point that it was somebody pulling a funny. Okay, haha, good one. You got some media there. You know, you had some fun with it. But nobody's really laughing.
No, they're not.
It's not that funny.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sather will join us in just a moment.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
It's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Bose Quiet Comfort Acoustic Noise Canceling Headphones are fantastic headphones. Take it from somebody who considers headphones a tool of his trade. They're comfortable, and I can wear them for hours. The sound quality is the best. They reduce all the noise and distractions around me when I'm working. You've got to call 800-890-2073 to try them for 30 days risk-free. When I fly, my Bose Quiet Comfort headphones allow me to work in quiet or enjoy music. I even plug them into my MP3 player, DVD player, even the aircraft entertainment system, and enjoy clear audio. Order yours at 800-890-2073 and ask about making low monthly payments. And if you order today, you get free shipping. I hope you enjoy Bose headphones as much as I do. Choose QC3 headphones for an on-ear fit or QC2 headphones for an around-ear fit. Order at 800-890-2073. Find out why Bose Quiet Comfort headphones are anything but ordinary.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Kearney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Kearney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax-free fun time is fast approaching. At Kearney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here, too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop.
That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Casey's, it's all good. Casey's, it's all right. Casey's, make it any way you like.
Right now at Casey's General Stores, get any large made-from-scratch specialty pizza for only $12.99. Not valid with any other offer.
Casey's General Stores. Casey's, it's all good.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperStation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half of half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
We'll see lingering clouds early today with a slight chance of some flurries. Then we'll see partial clearing develop with high in the mid-30s. Winds south to southwest develop at 5 to 10. Tonight's skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of some snow showers late. Low of 19 on the way to 41 for high Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 32.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride. With sword
welcome
and
back to the Dougie Daddy Show
side.
Here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, a lot of things were going on yesterday. Of course, National Letter of Intent signing day, a lot of focus was there, but also a lot of focus was on the Nebraska men's and women's basketball teams being on the road. Husker men were looking for their third straight conference win, but I'll tell you what, anytime you have to go on the road, we know it's tough. And anytime you face somebody like Michael Beasley, it's even tougher.
Well, we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Doc Sadler. Coach, wish we could have caught you on a more jovial day. Tough loss last night. Probably wishing you'd have played like you did in the second half the whole game.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show. But, you know, going into league play, everyone knew that this year was going to be a year that, when you go on the road, you got to find a way to keep it close and maybe play in the last 5 minutes and have a chance to win. But the first half yesterday, we just didn't give ourselves that opportunity and really tried to go and score too easy and too fast. And to our kids' credit, though, the second half, they came back and played really, really hard and didn't cut the lead to 5 on 3 different occasions, but just wasn't able to overcome the large deficit that we built up in the first half.
Coach, talk about getting off to maybe slow starts. It seems like every once in a while this crew has had to play from behind a lot, and a lot of times they've been able to cut into the lead, but that's tough to cut into the lead and then maintain your composure and your strength in the legs.
Well, the biggest thing I think that we've struggled with more than anything is scoring points. Our defense, is ranked number one in the conference in points allowed and field goal percentage. So we can't ask any better than that. But at the same time, we're struggling sometimes when the game gets to be a 6 to 8 to 10 point lead for the other team is because we're not able to score. It's not our defense. We're just not able to score. And that's something that we've worked hard on, but, you know, the bottom line is we're not as good offensively as we need to be.
Coach, I think last night, obviously, national spotlight maybe on Duke and North Carolina in the basketball world, but night in, night out in the Big 12 Conference, you hear people all the time, boy, did you see that game last night? How athletic were they? Night in, night out in this conference, you faced Michael Beasley last night, Texas DJ Augustine, longer Oklahoma, of course the guys from Kansas. Can you believe the athleticism as a whole in this league night in, night out?
Well, really, that's the thing that's really probably the toughest thing to adjust to. I think you look at the Big 12 over the last few years, the number of guys that have gone on to play professional basketball, I think right now is 34 guys in the league. And, you know, the Missouri Valley is a good league. But just to give you an example, I think the Missouri Valley has 2 players in the league.
Jeez.
And that's the difference. I mean, you got guys that are pros, and this year alone, we was counting up the other day, there may be as many as 9 guys get drafted in the first round this year out of this league, and that's just unheard of. And, you know, we've got to get some guys like that ourselves. And, you know, if you're going to win in this league, you do have to have guys that can play professionally. And right now, you know, besides Alex, who may have a chance, you know, we don't have the depth that some of these other guys do that have that opportunity.
Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, what do you and your coaching staff do? How do you find kids? And I know you got some red shirts that are coming along. What is your process of trying to find some kids that can come to Lincoln that can compete like you want them to?
Well, you know, that's the thing that you've got to do. And, you know, first of all, you start with the University of Nebraska and the success that this athletic department has always enjoyed, and you try to build on that. But at the same time, you know, when Nebraska's been really, really good in basketball, it's been when they've had 2 or 3 guys from the state of Nebraska on the team. And right now, you know, we've got to get some guys that, you know, that are from here that are good enough that maybe, again, may not be professionals, but at least first or second team all-league players. And you got to have that. But, you know, we just got to continue to work at it, and hopefully at some point, you know, we get some of those guys.
Doc, I think you understand. I know your coaching staff understands this is a building process. Doug mentioned the red shirts you've got. You've got some kids that you could have probably thrown on the floor this year that probably weren't ready, and you're saving a year of eligibility for the future of this program.
Well, I think, you know, the thing that, again, looking at when you're trying to build a program, you look at history. I think that's why they write those books. I didn't read them near as much as I needed to when I was in school. But when you get out of school and it's something that interests you, you look and you look back and see, you know, when the program did have some success, what did they do? And one of the things that was successful with the program is they redshirted people, and you know, so that's something that we try to do. And there's no question we got some guys that probably could have helped us somewhat this year as freshmen, but at the same time, you know, I didn't feel like it was was beneficial to them or us to just get minimal minutes. And so, you know, the thing that we decided to do is redshirt those guys, and hopefully in the long run it'll pay off.
Couple more minutes here with Nebraska men's basketball coach Doc Sadler on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm sure some of the fans are going to be disappointed that Bobby Knight's not coaching in the game on Saturday, but Texas Tech does come in, and 3 of your next 4 at home. Your thoughts on Coach Knight stepping down, and then what Texas Tech brings in Saturday?
Well, obviously, you know, I guess, you know, anything that I would say would be speculation on him, but obviously, you know, his success speaks for itself and the things that he has done. But, you know, putting that aside, watching the tape of them playing last night, they looked like they were playing with, you know, some enthusiasm, excitement, things that, you know, that may have been lacking as far as earlier in this year. So, you know, it's like anything else. So many times when you make a change, sometimes in the short run it's for the better. I would like to be playing them a little bit later, but the fact is we're playing them right now, and we need to get to win. We need the Vantage Center to be sold out and a great atmosphere, because this basketball team has a chance to do something, but we're not good enough to do it on our own. We need all the help we can get. And if we get a great crowd out and gets into the basketball game on Saturday, then that'll give us a better opportunity maybe to be successful.
Coach, you've had an opportunity to look at that game last night. What was going on that dunk down the middle of the lane from that Baylor kid?
Well, that was an out-of-bounds play, and they just made a missed assignment. And you know, that was a play that obviously caught your attention. And, you know, we'll try to make sure that we get that same design, but the problem is I don't think we have anybody can make the play.
I think very few can. You know, Baylor, before you got to Nebraska, that was a sure win for a lot of teams. Well, for every team, let's be honest. And now they're up there as well, you know, with the athletic kids.
Well, the thing that Baylor's done is they've made some free throws this year. You know, there's probably three games, the Iowa State, Oklahoma State, and for sure our game. If you just shoot 65% from the free throw line, you know, they're coming up on the short end. But to their credit, they've had the toughness to go on the road, which they did here, and get wins. So they've done a nice job, and, you know, I'd like to be playing them again, but you know what? You don't get that opportunity, and maybe we'll get a chance in Kansas City to play Baylor again.
Doc Sadler, head men's basketball coach at Nebraska. We've had a chance to have Alex and Ade and Ryan Anderson on the show so far this season. And, Coach, it's a pleasure to finally be able to catch up with you. And a lot of support out here, a lot of fans out here. And we love what you're doing. Keep up the good work. Thanks for the time.
Well, thanks for having me on. And, again, anybody gets an opportunity, be sure to come down these next three or four games.
Texas Tech and Nebraska, 3 o'clock Saturday. Doc Sadler on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time, and just great to be able to catch up with Coach Sadler. And, you know, Daddy, you look at these games, and Coach Sadler said something about it about a week ago, you know, well, with Kansas out of the way, you know, if we play our best, we've got a chance to beat anybody, but all these guys can beat us, you know, especially on an average. So it's a lot to expect, but, I mean, you look at this, three of the next four games are at home, the road games at Iowa State. You know,
give yourself a chance.
One of those is K-State coming up, Texas Tech coming up, Missouri coming up. You know, you'd like to dream and think, you know, 3-1 out of this stretch.
Well,
maybe.
Doug, you know, I think the dream and maybe started and obviously did start after that Oregon, that big win in overtime in Oregon, and you can sense the excitement and the people getting into Nebraska basketball. Then the way they got out to start in the Big 12 and obviously playing Kansas twice in the first four games did not help matters. But nonetheless, I think people got to relax and realize where this program is.
Yep, and check it out. Television.
I was one of those people, too, that we beat Oregon. You know, we're going, you know, God, we got a chance. We can make a run to the NC. You know, I was one of those people.
And what was I?
Get excited. You were one of those people. You were pretty fired up, too, Douglas.
Glad we won. Glad they won. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, but before we do so, I have got a family four-pack of reserved tickets to tomorrow night's Tri-City Storm hockey game against the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. And, of course, because Daddy and I don't know much about the NHL hockey scene, we ask you different kinds of questions. Here is the trivia question. Who was the last basketball team Bobby Knight beat? Who was the last basketball team that Bobby Knight got a victory over? 1-888-455-ESPN. First correct caller wins a four-pack of reserve tickets to tomorrow night's Tri-City Storm Cedar Rapids game. Back after this.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
Like to be able to go back to working out or playing with your kids, getting to family events with no pain in the same weekend? You can now with Salon Pause Medicated Patches. Their medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck at dinner, no more aching back in the morning, lasting relief. You can go out there and be more active with Salon Pause. You can find Salon Pause patches at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it today. Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $11.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Change your oil every 3,000 miles and stop sludge buildup so you can get longer life and maximum performance from your engine. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is home Friday and Saturday night to skate against Cedar Rapids. Face-off at 7:05. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams are on the road Friday playing at Colorado Mines. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are on the road Saturday as they take on Dort at 2-4. The Nebraska men's basketball team returns home Saturday afternoon to take on Texas Tech. Tip-off at 3 o'clock. The Nebraska women will host 17th-ranked Oklahoma State Sunday afternoon at 1:15. The game is televised on ESPN2. In wrestling, UNK will host Grand Canyon Friday and Western State on Saturday. Hastings College will duel Briar Cliff at home on Saturday afternoon. And the Nebraska wrestling team has their final home duel Sunday against Oklahoma. And the Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College baseball teams are scheduled to begin their seasons on the road this weekend. And that's the Sports Minute on ESPN. I'm Doug Duda. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, going to talk with the head football coach at Lincoln Southwest, Mark King. That's who Baker Steinkuhler played for during his high school career, and we're going to catch up with Southwest coach Mark King among our guests tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Speaking of guests, Bob Knight will be a guest on Mike and Mike tomorrow morning, final segment at around 8:40, coming out of Sports Center. So tomorrow morning, Bob Knight, Mike and Mike, tomorrow morning, 8:40, you never know what coach is going to say.
Go to the email, Douglas. Hey, guys, do you think that with the enthusiasm in Lincoln and the way they turned the recruiting class around, this could be the quickest restore to dominance? Just a thought. I know it's a stretch, but this will be one of the most memorable seasons ever, I believe. P.S. Did Bo look like he was on HGH? Whoa!
Hey, we do have a winner for our Tri-City Storm tickets.
Jason from Ravenna is going to tomorrow night's game.
He knew.
Oklahoma State
was the last team that Bobby Knight beat. Tri-City Storm announced today that forward Jordan Van Gilder is out for the rest of the year after suffering a broken ankle.
Ugh.
8 goals, 2 assists on the season, recorded 17 goals, 10 assists in his 91 career games, committed to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The Storm have added forward Anthony Shuley, acquired in a trade with Waterloo in exchange for a sixth-round draft pick in 2008. He has yet to play this season due to injuries. In 18 games with Waterloo, Shuley, 3 goals, 3 assists, and 4 penalty minutes. They always need to put penalty minutes in there for some reason. We talked for a moment that Fred Aubuchon at Hastings College had released his volleyball class. Just a lot of kids from maybe the listening area here. Jamie Blevins, a middle blocker, 6'2", out of Arnold. Hennessy Hoagland, a 5'8", outside hitter from Southern Valley. Shayna Lay, 5'9", outside hitter from Adams Central right there at Hastings. Brittany McGooden, a 5'7", defensive specialist out of Donovan Trumbull. Tracia Norblade, 5'7", outside hitter out of Axtell. Lacey Noonkamp, 5'11", outside hitter out of Aurora. There's a good catch there. I mean, a lot of these kids are. Casey Warta, setter out of Litchfield, is also in the listening area among the 12 or 13 that Coach Aubuchon, 12 I guess it is, has signed. Also, basketball tonight, Daddy. There's going to be a great one going on in Hastings. Ravenna, Adams Central. This is for the Lou Platt Marbles, no matter how you look at it. And you can hear that doubleheader on our sister station, 1230 KHAS. That's going to be some great basketball tonight.
We'll see if Adams Central can rebound. That's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to rebound from that brutal, brutal loss they suffered in that semifinal or quarterfinal game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament.
A lot more basketball coming up this weekend. District wrestling as well. We'll touch on all that and a whole lot more coming up on the show tomorrow, which you will not be a part of.
No.
So that means the Pro Bowl's coming up. Who you got?
Wow. Well, the AFC's been favored all year. Why not take Peyton and the fellas? He's already on the beach over there. Saw him on the beach. They're relaxing, enjoying the weather. Oh, well. Yeah, take the AFC. Lay the points.
Hey, we want to thank the fine folks who joined us on the program today. The head men's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska, Doc Sadler. And we also caught up with the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz. Heard a little bit of Bo Pelini's press conference yesterday as well. Again, tomorrow, head football coach at Lincoln Southwest, Mark King, will join us, talk about Nebraska's five-star recruit, Baker Steinkuhler, who played for him the last 4 seasons.
Also looking forward to getting that list of recruits from Daryl Morris and the UNK staff and see how many Loper and area kids they've got into their program. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550, back on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!